Some 15 million people are expected to attend the Olympic Games in Paris, which are now in their second week. Keeping them safe is a top priority for the French government, so they brought in soldiers to help secure the city, even building a pop-up military camp to house them. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The main street of Camp Caporal Alain Mimoun.
Can we take a picture?
Yeah, of course.
Jordan Landry is with the organization that builds military camps for the French Defense Ministry. We're on the main street of Camp Corporal Alain Mimoun on the west side of Paris, in a space usually reserved for fairgrounds or traveling circuses. Today, there's a barracks for 5,000 soldiers put up in just 60 days. Landry switches to French. Camps of this size are usually built with NATO or the EU, he says, in places like Mali, Afghanistan, or Kosovo. Operational bases like this aren't needed at home. This is the biggest camp on French soil since World War II. The camp includes an infirmary, sports facilities, and a massive dining hall. Army press officer Mathilde shows us around. French soldiers only use their first names.
They have starters, main courses, dessert. They have everything.
Cheese,
yeah, of course.
She says having good food is important for the soldiers' morale.
So they know that after a very long day of patrolling outside in Paris, they have the chance to go home in the camp and have a good meal.
Warrant Officer Simon is one of the soldiers patrolling Paris before he served in Mali. So how does it compare?
It feels just like different and the same. In Mali, it was war zone, away from home, long time. Here we are not in war zone, it's our capital, we are with our citizens, it's not danger everywhere. That's the main difference between Mali and Paris.
Still, he knows the Olympics are a target. We follow a patrol. Some 15,000 soldiers are assisting 30,000 police to keep Paris safe during the Games. Lieutenant Samuel from a parachute regiment says he's proud to be part of this. It's a very important mission securing these Olympic Games because the whole world is here, he says. But we are familiar with patrolling Paris since the terrorist attacks. He's talking about the 2015 attacks on newspaper Charlie Hebdo and the Bataclan concert hall that killed nearly 150 people. Parisians have since become used to the sight of soldiers on their streets, but it can still be jarring for tourists. German Annette Milken is asking two soldiers for directions near the Eiffel Tower.
The first days we felt a little bit surprised, especially when we saw the weapons. But the last days, we find the soldiers and the army and the gendarmerie, we found them helpful. And they were really always very polite.
But the success of the opening ceremony along the Seine River, with no problems beyond a little rain, has eased fears and boosted confidence among officials and the public. 15-year-old Canadian Roland Madogo is with his family. He says at first he was shocked to see soldiers with their automatic rifles. Yeah. Now he's getting a selfie with them.
Since we don't have this in Canada, I feel like we should like take a picture to like experience this and like know like that they'll keep us safe at all times and everything.
A special memory for a young man who will have another memory to hold on to. His sister Jacqueline is a sprinter competing for Canada in the Games. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.